Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com joins us today. Good morning to you, Ken.
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
Can't complain at all, man. Can't complain at all. 3 days away from getting over Christmas. 3 days away. Ken, Drake May had a career game here in Baltimore. And while he's not a rookie quarterback, the Ravens usually have a lot of success against young quarterbacks. I think this kid is the business, first 300-yard game. But I think for me, I give more credit to May than blame to the Ravens.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty good. The Ravens pressured him very effectively. Mm-hmm. When they pressured him, he was very effective relative to what you should be for pressure. And when they let him have the ample time and space, which was about 16 times in 47 attempts, mm-hmm. He carved them up for 12 and a half yards, I think it was, per attempt. So he was ridiculously effective, 102 yards above expectation as I scored it, which is about 2.2 yards better per throw. He was just ridiculously good. It was on stretch where the Ravens had 5 consecutive quarterback hits on plays,
yep.
And it was incomplete, and then 3 completes for 20 yards between them. It was just like, what's going on here? Why is this...
Yeah, it's funny because I'm looking at it and thinking about Sunday, and it was like the Ravens got a little throat punch, then they got hit in the stomach, and then someone stomped on their toes because the way that the Lions game ended mm-hmm. to go into your game, the way that you played with a lead, and then Lamar getting hurt, it's like a combination of everything going wrong at the same time.
Yeah, it could have been the worst day of watching football that I've really experienced as a Ravens fan. It's right up there anyway. I mean, losing the Colts in 2006 AFC divisional round or losing to the Titans in the 2019 divisional round were bad. But the Lions finding a way to get to the 1 yard line and then mess it up with the 3 penalties and whatnot. And the Ravens blowing the lead and Lamar, going out with a back bruise, and you're at the stadium. You have no idea. You're completely in the dark about the injury for the longest time. They might have shown something on TV right away, but they didn't tell us.
Yeah.
No.
Ken McCusick joins us, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, Mike Preston was on the show yesterday. He's always very critical of the offensive line because he was an offensive lineman. However, he thought the offensive line played solid on Sunday. Your thoughts?
Yeah, mixed bag. Stanley played extremely well, and he's played very well the second half, by the way. So it's good to see Ronnie back rounding into form, and that's positive. Voorhees had his worst game of the year, so that was exceptionally bad. And then he got hurt. Emory Jones came in and wasn't particularly good either in 13 snaps. And that's just where I am. Harbaugh has some coach speak about him, saying he looked like a young player, looked like he wanted to build on. He's being as nice as he can possibly frame that up. He scored in the 50s over about 28 snaps right now. Going through the rest of them real quickly, Linderbaum had a decent game. It did allow a couple of pressure events, including a quarterback hit that brought him down. Some Falele, C game for him, which is obviously, it's not bad for what we're used to. And Rosengarten had a B. It was a solid game for him as well.
What did you see with the fourth quarter? I mean, there's a lot to get into there. Obviously, you have another lead. You blow it. Fans want to know why Derrick Henry's not on the field. Did you notice anything from the defense that they did differently in the fourth quarter? Or am I laying too much at your feet right now? Because it's a lot.
No, it is a lot. But we'll start with the defense. Okay, so we'll, in terms of that, I thought the defense was reasonably well rested, and they were still getting pressure in quarter four, so it wasn't really that. It's just so many perfectly thrown balls, and the Ravens had a very tough day overall at the catch point on balls. So the 37-yard touchdown to start it off that they had was thrown so perfectly. I mean, literally, it couldn't have been placed in the guy's hands any better than it was. It was right in the corner. And the Ravens had some problems on that play, most notably Gilman being over very late on that play from a too high look. So he should be there much sooner. To the back pylon or to the pylon where he could have potentially helped on the play. But even if he'd been there, it would have been either a penalty or it would have been a catch right there. They had so many problems, though, at the catch point, not being able to make a play on the ball. Some of it was Gilman. Wiggins dropped an interception. Gilman dropped a potential interception on the right sideline from the offensive perspective. They had numerous plays where they couldn't get the punch out at the catch point. So very frustrating game from that perspective. A lot of great ball placement by Drake May and just a very tough day. In terms of the offense, they had Tyler Huntley in the game and they finally realized it. And, in terms of the end, and I'm not.
You mean New England?
New England realized it and they sent pressure on him and he has a kryptonite of being a very little pocket awareness, and so any kind of pressure comes, he needs to get the ball out very quickly, and they need to scheme the ball out of his hands some. The one play that really kind of bothered me was the screen right for -5 that started the last drive. Not the last drive, the drive. Yeah, wait, it was the last drive, right? Yeah. The last drive. And that play was diagnosed by number 7, Davis, I think it was, the cornerback.
Right.
He was by Flowers before that pass was even out of Huntley's hands. And he had to be because he can't be blocked at that point or it's offensive pass interference. It was so diagnosable from what it is. It needed some other element of misdirection. The Ravens have been really good by that. With that, by the way, in recent times, if you look back to the Flowers touchdown run, good elements of misdirection in that. That had, New England fooled. They wanted to set up maximum number of blockers, and in so doing, they gave away the play.
Yeah.
Ken McKusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com joins us. Ken, he's brought up Flowers. What is the issue with the Ravens with turning the football over? He wasn't the only one, but they've had, for me, just my eyes are telling me they've had more issues in turning the ball over, especially in crucial times this year than I can remember in recent history.
Yeah, I mean there's been times when it's been very bad, obviously, but this is a bad year for it. And Derrick Henry's been part of the problem. He had enough fumbles since week 3, but this was one. And it's never good, and it certainly didn't help in a close game like this. Flowers, I felt at times like he's just playing with chopsticks for hands. He's got kind of smaller hands, has trouble holding onto the football in the open field, and he's got now 3 fumbles, I guess, on the year, which is right up there at the top of all wide receivers. Mm-hmm. And he last week he effectively fumbled the ball on the reception for an interception. So it's been very tough, and that's he's had a fantastic year as a receiver. And it's just a bummer that the turnovers are having the impact on his year.
Did you see the quote by one of the linebackers on the Patriots said that the Ravens had a bunch of speed skaters on their team? Is like, what do you mean by that? He said, when you think of speed skaters, their arms are out wider. Mm-hmm. And when they're carrying the ball, that they noticed that. And that was part of their game plan, is to go after these guys when they had the ball. And again, whether you're saying that after the fact, you watch the game and you're going, maybe they did. Well, maybe that's exactly what they did.
Well, actually, Jeremy, what you're doing is a sprinter motion, and if they had sprinter motion, the ball is still to your body. Speed skating is out away from your body, going left to right, and that's why it's so easy to punch out. Because
don't judge what I'm doing. Don't critique my skating.
You said it right, and did it wrong.
Yeah, you don't know. Nobody else saw it. We're not on TV.
He's mansplaining it to you, Jeremy.
Yeah. Oh, we are.
but it does. It makes sense when you're going wider with your arm motion. That ball is coming so far away from your body. There's nothing to protect it. I like that analogy. Speed skater. Ken McKusick joins us. FilmStudyBaltimore.com. The Baltimore Ravens lose 28-24, And I know Ken studies film, and I know he dives deep into this thing, but I'm going to ask him something on a personal level. Here we are right now. The Ravens are where they are. You know what's in front of you. Ken, do you believe this team will get to the postseason? He'll answer that on the other side. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com, joining us. Ken, Baltimore Ravens right now fighting for their playoff lives. Not what we thought we'd be for the 2025 season. AFC North weak division. They're 7-8 right now. Mathematically, they have a chance. But does Ken McCusick believe that they will make it to the postseason?
Setting me up here. But yeah, I'd say the chances about 1-10 is a properly cooked in there by the gamblers that they're, you know, they have a chance. Unfortunately, you know, I was looking at last week and saying they had about a 43% chance to hit the exacta and be in a position where they could have rested players.
Right.
What's the toughest part of this? Is it beating the Packers, needing the Browns to beat the Steelers, or beating the Steelers? I mean, they're all difficult in their own right.
Browns to beat the Steelers for sure. Because if they need the Browns to beat the Steelers, which they'll only will need if they beat the Packers, then that's a much more difficult game. If you look at the point spread or the money line on that game, it's 4 points roughly. And you know, it's about a 2-1 proposition, maybe a little bit less. But it would be more than that if the Steelers need the game.
Home dogs in a rivalry game, like from a statistical standpoint, looking at it, where the typically what happens. This is the one thing I'll say that's going in your favor if you're a Ravens fan hoping that the Browns can knock off the Steelers is this is their Super Bowl. This is the one game they're getting up for. Myles Garrett needs one more sack to tie that. By the way, wouldn't it be funny if former Green Bay quarterbacks let somebody break the record? As Favre did it with Strahan, and now here we have this. But
and you don't want to just break the record. You want to put it away for good. You got to finish him with 28 sacks or something here.
Now, again, did the Ravens underachieve, or did we set the bar too high based on what you see now?
We're going back for the whole season now.
Yes. 15 games into, I'm sorry.
So there certainly is underachievement, and there's underachievement that you could point to at a lot of players. There's also some players who overachieved. What I will just say, the biggest difference between the 2023 and 24 Ravens and who the Ravens are right now is the health status of Lamar. And let me be clear about this. Lamar hasn't quit on the team. It's not Lamar's fault.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter that Lamar is not the same player he was in 23 and 24, and that's taken all the misdirection out of the offense, and that's the fuel that runs it. So that they're not the, you know, the feared offensive juggernaut they were. It's hurt Henry some. There's a place where expectations play a big part in underachievement is everybody, you know, that I talked to said, well, Henry, you know, he's not going to get less than 1,500 yards, of course. That's laughable, you know, kind of thing. We should have expected regression from what was the best season by any running back in the 21st century by some measures. And, he's a year older and he's coming off, the greatest year ever. We should expect regression. In fact, we should have expected regression from Lamar 2019 to 2020. A lot of people said he'll only get better. You know, they'll say things like that. It's just normal expectation needs to be set for the bar to be deciding whether or not you're clearing the bar.
I think we're all a little bit different on Harbaugh. You're a Harbaugh guy, right? You like Harbaugh?
It's not that simple, but
okay. I just want to get your take on what the fourth quarter and what we saw. Any issue with Derrick Henry not touching the ball after that touchdown?
I mean, I'd much rather had been on the field. And what I'd say is it's something there that Harbaugh, I'm not comfortable with him externalizing the thought. Mm-hmm. So if you're John Harbaugh and you want to convey the fact you're the guy for next year, I don't think he did a good job with the particular comments about, in retrospect, I would have liked to see him in there. I can't really make the objection in real time. You can't externalize that thought for the fans.
It's like you said the quiet part out loud, and now everybody knows, you're not noticing that in real time? Like, is that your job? Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
I don't think he said he couldn't notice it. He did notice it in real time. He said he couldn't alter it in real time. So it's like somehow this decision is made. I didn't realize this, that Willie Taggart is making decisions about which running back's going to be. I understand that that's going to happen, but wouldn't Monken, in terms of his play calling, need to know exactly
that? That's what I thought was weird. Yeah. I'm like, we never heard Willie Taggart's name until now, and it almost like he's being the fall guy for this.
Well, that's obviously ridiculous. But if Taggart somehow he would be on the headset loop, called up to Monken and said, "Hey, we don't have Henry available for this play. There's an equipment problem, or there's this, or there's that."
That's different.
Yeah, that's different. But in terms of there's some consultation that Willie Taggart and Henry decided together that it would be appropriate.
I doubt that.
Yeah, I don't believe it either.
Yeah, Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, it was almost an imperfect storm, meaning that it was horrible. It was almost like a triple gut punch on Sunday, was it not?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, just to describe people's day, I'm sure a lot of people had a day similar to me. You're sitting there at 4:25, and the 4:25 game's running into your chance to get to the stadium. So we're there, and the Lions are blowing the game before they started their comeback. Mm-hmm. Then we're in the car. They score a touchdown and get to the stadium or get to the parking lot. I can't watch the last 4 minutes or so of the game, and so I'm having to watch on my phone as
I
run to the
stadium.
And that's
not doing you anything.
And that's not doing me anything. I get to the 1 yard line, I see Patrick Queen made a tackle, and I did not think good things at all because I thought that, you know, this would be just the ultimate knifing that, you know, a Patrick Queen tackle ends it. And then, but I also thought, you know, 30 seconds or whatever they had left, they'd get in the end zone. Anyway, they failed to score with what, three penalties from that point forward, and they, then the Ravens have all the stuff happen to them. So ugly day.
Anybody else stand out to you on the defensive side of the ball? I know it's not something we're going to focus in on with a collapse, but did you feel like Gilman played well, or were any of the pass rushers there? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, okay, so let's go. A couple guys who played well, and Ed's not here, so I'm sitting in Ed's chair. We'll go over some of the defensive players. Travis Jones had 8 pressures in the game and no tackles. Unbelievable double for him. They stayed away from him completely. They did not run between the tackles while he was in the game 4 times for 9 yards. That's it, of their 14 run plays that they had while he was in the game. But 8 pressures is terrific. It's probably a career high. I'd have to look back and see if he did that. And 7 of them were like solo pressures where he was the only one who got there and by far the first one who got there. And he had 1 quarterback hit as well. Who else played well? Well, I think maybe if I have to pick a goat here in this game, it probably would be Gilman. Lots of things he didn't do right in this game. I mean, he was in position to make some plays and didn't do it at the catch point. And he missed one tackle. And then what else did I want to point out about Gilman? There was one other thing, but it's evading me right now.
Anything with Marlon?
Well, there were plays where with a Marlon on the 37-yard touchdown pass by the pylon, Gilman was late getting over there. But yeah.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Kim McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com, joins us. Ken, this Ravens team going ahead, beating the Green Bay Packers. Packers don't know what's going on with the quarterback position right now, but Lamar Jackson don't quite know what's going on with him as well. What are the chances, in your opinion, that they can go in there with Snoop as the starting quarterback and win this game?
Yeah, if I'm with Snoop, I think the chances are significantly lower. But I might say, their chance to win the game might be 40% right now. That pretty much meshed with the money line, 2.5 or something. Jeremy?
Yeah, I think right now what I saw the last was 2.5 with okay. With this game specifically. And then if you're looking at the other side of it, if you're going to check, you've already brought it up with the Steelers, they were 4-point dogs, yeah. So, or 4-point favorites, 4.5.
The other thing going for the Ravens is that the Packers have less to play for than the standings would indicate. Because if they win, the Lions are eliminated, and they need the Lions to then go and beat the Bears for the other half of their exacta to win the division. So I think the Packers really don't have any chance to improve, or not any reasonable chance to improve.
And also, you don't have Michael Parsons. That's always
yeah.
not under the circumstances, but that's a good thing.
I mean, have we heard anything about Jordan Love yet? Is this
no? That's what I mean. I don't know.
Is it backup against backup? Because again, I don't know who gets the edge there. It's not like Green Bay has been at the beginning of the year. We were talking about how great we thought they were, and then you watch them, and you're going, "Yeah, they kind of disappeared too." Like you're watching games, going, "Who is this
team?" They're a product of the NFL.
Yeah,
not so much standing out. Ken McCusick, tell us all about Film Study Baltimore.
All right, thanks, Rob. Filmstudybaltimore.com is the website. I'm at Film Study Ravens on Twitter. If you go to the website, you can see all the podcasts are out there, and also on your favorite podcast platform. Also, defensive notes for the game are out there now.
Robbie Senior will join us. Their new show is about to debut. He'll tell us all about it at 9:00. But on the other side, we're giving out shovels, Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, my shovel's going to go to some of the light system that we have on my way to work. I have no idea what's happened over the past 3 weeks and why these lights aren't changing, but sitting at a red light for 10 minutes doesn't make any damn sense.
Man.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
It's what it feels like. It's probably Ooh. 2, but it feels like 10.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Who gets your shovel?
I want to ask you something first because I just read this. Barry Jackson, who covers the Dolphins, said that this was yesterday that he was at Mike McDaniel's press conference
mm-hmm.
and only one other reporter showed up. There were only 2 reporters at an NFL coach's press conference. I mean, have the Dolphins reporters given up? Is that what's going on? Nobody cares, really? I guess maybe that's the whole point of it. All right. Anyway, my shovel goes to whoever changed the lights out here in Greenspring. And I know other people deal with this, but it pisses me off so much in the morning because it makes zero sense. So if I'm coming around 695 on the Interloop and I get off at Greenspring, it brings me down to a light, okay? The light, I'm going to make a left on Greenspring. And for people to understand, the only like turn that doesn't need a signal to me at that light at any point of the day is the one that now it stops and puts a signal up, even though nobody's there. So it goes from green all the way up and down Greenspring. Then it stops. Then the people, I'll just say north on Greenspring, mm-hmm. going north, they get a green arrow and a green light. Meanwhile, you're sitting there going, there ain't been a damn car that's turned the 15 minutes I've been sitting here. And most people at that light, honestly, if nobody's sitting next to them, they run the light. They just drive through it. I have no idea, first off, why the lights are on that street in the morning. You don't need them until 7 or 8 o'clock. Secondly, you get up here to the quarry and the lights always stop in there, mm-hmm. making you sit there for no reason. Why do we have these things in place? It doesn't make any sense. And then we're coming up to a light that literally has a green arrow for nobody turns in that damn lane, like ever. Most people that are going to go jump on 695 go the other way around.
That's crazy.
And it's just, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And look, it's first world problems. But when you're sitting there going,
no, it's not.
Man, I could have been at work 5 minutes ago, but I'm sitting here at this light for no damn reason.
My shovel goes to BGE. So I got, Jeremy, some mail from them on Thursday. I sat down when I got home. I opened up the mail. And I saw this big red exclamation point mark. What's going on here? It said turnoff notice. Turnoff notice was for the next day. How do I get something in the mail Thursday? And so I look on my statement because I am auto pay when it comes to BGE. So I'm looking on my statement. I'm like, well, wait a minute. This paid last week. What are you talking about? So now I'm nervous because it says turnoff notice for the next day, which was the 19th, right?
Yep.
So I called BGE and she went through it, said, let me put you on hold, Mr. Long. She came back, went through it again. So basically, the tenant before me didn't pay his bill on the way out the door. So my $600 turnoff notice was combined what I owed and what he owed. She figured this out. What she couldn't figure out is why they gave me a turnoff notice the day before they were supposed to turn it off. She also figured out that my bill had already been paid. They were going to combine my bill with his bill, say that's what I owed, and turn it off. And they gave it to me Thursday, going to turn it off on Friday. How do you get that wrong? We don't have the same name. I've been living there since May. He was gone for a month or so before I moved in. How do you, in December, after all of these months, now decide you want to combine us two and turn me off unless I pay his and mine?
That's messed up.
Even a week after you. I paid mine.
Yeah.
It was paid for a week. So, and the date, the letter was marked, dated after they took money out of my account already. And it's auto pay. That's why I had to check. Because I can't say, well, I paid it. I don't know. I had to make sure it was paid. It's auto pay.
That's like the time AT&T tried to pull the old okey-doke on me, tried to tell me that I ran out of data and that I owed them like $900. And I said, well, wait a minute. How is it possible to run out of data when, first off, I'm supposed to have unlimited data?
Unlimited.
She goes, no, you don't. You have the top package. We don't have unlimited. And I'm going, well, I haven't done anything differently. She goes, was it one of your kids? I said, it's ironic you say that. Because he's been punished from his phone the entire month. It's been sitting in a drawer. Nobody's touched it. Again, explain to me how my data went up. Oh, sir, this must have been a mistake. Here's what we'll do. If you agree to sign up for DirecTV, we'll get rid of all this, and then we'll give you the real unlimited data plan. Okay. I don't have any other choice. I'm in Chicago, need my phone turned back on. You tell me I owe $900. Turn it back on. I get home from Chicago. They took that $900 and put it on next month's bill. And then still tried to get me to sign up for DirecTV. So when the guy from DirecTV showed up, I said, you could take your ass that way. You guys aren't hooking anything up. I mean, and then again, I'm assuming that the creditors that have been calling me for the past, 20 years about this, that they haven't sold that thing. No, you guys, you ain't getting a dime out of me. I even told AT&T, I said, take me to court. I want you guys to prove this. Ain't happening.
Mark and Barry Hall has a shovel. What's up, Mark?
Good morning, gentlemen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
My shovel goes to the NFL expedited review. Where was the expedited review on the Andre Hopkins catch? Why did the Ravens have to burn a challenge there? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Let's go to Rick at Hampstead. Rick, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, my shovel is one you grip like a baseball bat and you swing it real hard to John Harbaugh. His arrogance, man. His quote, we're talking about six plays.
Yeah.
I mean, that is amazing. It was six plays because you didn't get the first down.
Yeah.
You would have got the first down. It could have been 10 plays, 13 plays. Who knows, man?
I told you, Rick, it sounds like akin to Allen Iverson. We're talking about practice. That's what it sounds like. We're talking about practice. Yeah, we are. Johnny Ray on the road. What's up, Johnny Ray?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Well, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Jeremy, I just want to say I love you guys. I watched you live yesterday first, and I loved it, man. I was laughing all day long.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So my shovel goes to the coaching staff and the Jim Harbaugh. And I'll tell you why. They just seem so clueless because they're not on the same page. I mean, he's making excuses. Everybody's making excuses. This is the end of the year. and they still don't have it together on decision making on how they're moving this team forward. And everybody sees it in the fourth quarter, they screw it up. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, man. Let's go to Ed and Towson. What's up, Ed?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you feel?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. You know, Rob, just to add on to that, the issue you had with BG&E. You know, I know the automation is good, but it was always good when they could actually put their hand on a paper copy back in the day, because now it's automated. They just do it. The computer just kind of does it. Like, you were in the rotation. To heck with John Smith that he's gone. Rob Long is a new person in the rotation on the account, so we're going to just bill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do. They just roll it right along.
And I saw that big exclamation mark. I'm like, I never saw this on a bill before. What's that for? Turn off. Yeah. And I didn't really notice how much they were charging me until I got on the phone with the lady. I'm like, wait a minute. I got a two-bedroom rancher without a basement. Why is my bill $640?
Bro, that BG&E, man, I need stock in them, because I use a lot of that. I need stock in them. But look, let me get to the Ravens real quick. It was a good segment with Mr. McCusack. I always like to listen to him. The mistakes that they make, like with Zay Flowers, with the fumbling and stuff, Rob, you coach. At the end of the day, in high-leverage situations, your kids better not make them mistakes, because you rep it. You rep it.
Yeah, you do.
And when the guy said that, like Jeremy said, the dude said that about speed skating, that's a slap in the face when somebody actually tells you what the scouting report has told them about you.
And you haven't fixed it.
Exactly. That's not a new thing. They've been doing this for years. They've just been putting up crazy numbers, but they always have made these mistakes, and now it's chicken. In high-leverage situations, that's what you see. But it's a slap in the face when a joker tells you, our scout reports say y'all can't hold a ball, and you don't. That's really rough. Y'all take care, man.
You too, man. He's right, man. Other teams recognize your weaknesses, and you don't. You're with them every day.
Yeah. Again, like, you know, if you start pointing out those things, and you're really – if you're ready to take an honest look at yourself in the mirror and, you know, say to yourself, like, I'm having issues with this. I've fumbled too many times this year. I've done this. What can I do to improve my game? I was telling somebody else, I think Zay Flowers is a special receiver.
He is.
And I feel like if he had gone to another team, I mean, a handful of them, you'd probably see it a little bit more than what you're seeing right now.
Yeah, the Chiefs.
That'd be in a perfect spot for him to go.
Robbie Senior. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Robbie Senior from Robbie's First Base. Hear from him at 9 o'clock about their new show. But on the other side, what other trades or free agent moves do you foresee the Orioles making? I gave mine earlier. I'll give it back to you up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's a move. That's from Friday. Oreo, Mike Elias. A move. We have a month and a half left. We're going to continue to go in that direction. So I said a little bit earlier, Jeremy, if you missed it, I'll tell you again. I think I'm going to go with December 29th. That's the next big move for the Baltimore Orioles.
I could see something like that happening.
Framber Valdez.
That's what you think?
I'm going with Framber Valdez, but I'm not. Don't hold me to that. Hold me to the 29th.
Can I tell you what I want? And this is what I've said since I knew the guy became available.
Who?
I want Freddy Peralta.
I'll take him too.
I want Freddy Peralta. And again, like you add that guy to your rotation. I think it's for the rest of these guys, it's still figuring out. And by the way, they're still 70 some million under that luxury tax. There's a lot that they can do if they want to. There's a lot that they can do. That's how, like, to look at what they were spending before and what they're spending now compared to.
You just said luxury tax with the Orioles.
Yeah. And people think it's silly, but it's not.
I would have if you said that 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Now I don't. I don't. It's like now I don't know what. It used to be, man, I don't know what they're up to. Now it's like, I don't know what they're up to.
Yeah.
And it's same words, different meaning.
Were you surprised at any of the moves that we've seen? Like, I don't know what the hell's going on with the Mets and some of the moves that
they've
made.
They're giving away everybody, man.
I think they're going to trade for Ketel Marte. But
that's fine, but they're giving away. Who's he going to play with?
Well, you know the story with Jeff McNeil, right? He and Francisco Lindor got into a fight, apparently, behind the scenes, or they didn't like each other, and they believe that's why McNeil got moved. Brandon Nimmo, very outspoken. Some people, there are some people that point to political views that Brandon Nimmo, and said that's part of the reason why he gets moved out.
Okay. All right.
Now, again, this is coming from the National Choir, Joe, so I can't necessarily confirm. No, these were legitimate sources. Like talking about the different things that have gone on in the Mets clubhouse, to which there were people saying Pete Alonso's a cancer there, right? You've heard that.
I did years ago.
Now everybody's saying no.
It's Lindor.
He wasn't the cancer. That Lindor's been a problem. He doesn't
so he didn't probably get along with Lindor.
Maybe.
And maybe he was the cancer. Do you have an under the radar move for the Orioles?
That I think would be
one that no one's talking about, but you think they could make. Because I had one.
Well, the one that I liked, and I thought he signed already, or did Pete Fairbanks sign with somebody?
I don't recall.
I thought he signed with the Rangers.
See, my over rainbow, my under the radar move is big.
No, he's a free agent. I want so again, Pete Fairbanks. There's a couple things here. First off, he's one of those Lego goofs too. So he's going to fit in great with Gunner and Kowser.
Those goobers.
That's not why I want him. He's got a great arm, and I feel like at the back end of that bullpen, should something go awry with Ryan Helsley and you don't like it, you could switch to Fairbanks as a closer even for a year. That's what I'd like to see them go get.
Mine is this. The longer he stays in free agency, he may want be willing to take a deal where, you know, sign for 2 years, see where it goes. Especially if he stays out there, so to speak. My under the radar is Cody Bellinger.
Okay.
That's my under the radar one.
I think for him is that he's... So what's going to happen, in my opinion, with Bellinger is that I think he might be that last free agent left.
Yep.
And he wants to get the big contract. So I think he may end up getting more money than probably what he normally would have gotten because he's the last guy. You ever been in a fantasy draft auction and there's five premier running backs that everybody wants and you get to the fifth one? And you're like, how did the fifth one go for more money than the first one? It don't make any sense because he's not as good as him. But because of the timing of it, that's what I think happens. And if you listen to Scott Boras doing his, hey, I wouldn't yank any deal off the table, you know. There's a lot of he did all the things talking about the teams that were in on it.
Right.
So, Yeah, look, I don't disagree with that.
That's my under-the-radar one.
He makes sense because you need somebody in center field. I know you picked up, what was it, Tavares, but again, that's not a guy you want starting out there every day.
He'd be a good center fielder until your young center fielder in the minors gets ready.
Bradfield.
Enrique Bradfield. 410-583-1057.
Well, you know, like, again, when you're talking about under the radar, that's why I said grabbing a Pete Fairbanks for this bullpen. I would love that idea. But the guy that I've been talking about is Freddy Peralta. And I don't know that that's under the radar. You got to make a trade.
But, well, what I mean under the radar is no one's linking him here.
Okay.
And people here on how many people have said Cody Bellinger here?
Nobody's talking about you know him. What? The only person I heard say it was Jim Duquette, really.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's talking about him. I just think he's one of those, he's going to hang around. And you say he may get more money than you think. I think he get less money than he thought.
Maybe.
Because he's going to be there.
I think he ultimately ends up being that last free agent that everybody's going after and they don't want to miss out on, and he gets paid. I wouldn't even be surprised if he went back to the Dodgers.
Let's go to Danny in Severn. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up, man?
Happy holidays, man.
Happy holidays to you, too.
I remember you talking about us having Suarez,
yes.
And yes. And then you were mentioning maybe to try to get his brother to come here.
I thought that was a possibility. You can't now. He's already signed.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that part of it, but I remember this past week or so, they signed him back to a
minor league deal. Yeah,
so
no, his brother, who does his brother sign with? Atlanta. I think Robert Suarez signed with Atlanta.
Yeah, because they already had a closer, and they were talking about the fact that he was going to be a setup guy for them.
Right, which is going to be, that's bolstering your bullpen. Put him in a setup role?
Yep. I mean, there's so much time. That's why, like, when you hear all the, they're not signing anybody, I'm telling you that. Then they sign somebody. Well, they're not going to make any other moves. Oh, Pete Alonso, they're not going to fix the pick. They traded for Shane Baz. Well, that's it. I mean, but Baz, did you look? They gave up way too much. Some of you guys are never going to be happy. And even when they win the World Series at some point, you guys are still going to be unhappy.
Look at all the years they didn't win the World Series.
They should have done this a long time ago. It's just,
I was out when they made the trade for Baz. And 5 minutes into it, dude said, they gave up way too much. I said, who'd they give up? He looked at me and said, I don't know. I said, well, how do you know they gave up too much?
Because they gave up a first-round pick and also a compensation pick.
I said, you were the same guy that said
balance
2 years ago that they cared too much about prospects and not about winning now. Yet, you're sitting here bitching because they gave up prospects and efforts to win now.
I've told you, this is like my least favorite thing about doing this is the people that they're just negative all the time just because that's the way they want to be. And even when things go right, they're negative about that this should have happened sooner. Or that guy can't win the big game. And then he wins the big game, and it's like, well, that's all I ever wanted to see. Oh, so you were just an ass the entire time until you got what you want, right? Like, that's it? I don't get it, man. Like, sport, it's funny, too. Like, you've heard that old cliche, and people use it, that both teams are trying, right? Like, hey, they're out there, too. They're getting paid to go out. Weird things happen throughout the season, and it's going to matter who gets hot at the right time. Even when we talk about John Harbaugh's lone Super Bowl win, I still think that's the worst Super Bowl team I've seen the past 25 years. They got hot at the right time. Flacco went 11 touchdowns, 0 picks. It happens. Only one other time, that was Montana, but, you know, I think he did it in less games, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't you ever.
Ever what?
Put them in the same sentence again. Never. People are talking about the parting ways, I should say, with John Harbaugh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not the guy the Ravens choose to part ways with. We'll talk about that at 9:30. But on the other side, Robbie Senior will join us. Their new show drops soon. He'll tell us all about it up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.